Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and Merry Christmas from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I've been here a couple of days with my family here, and I gave myself second row from the floor seat tickets to an Oklahoma City Thunder game. That's my Christmas present to me. And my family came too, and some of them were in the upper section, but Shelly and I were on the floor for a Merry Christmas to her. That's all she's going to get from me and me. Bless the Lord. But it was so much fun. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to do a blog after Christmas and put my Christmas goings about in it. Brother Max, are you here? Oh, I want to say this. We will have prayer again today. Right on the hour, exactly on the hour, wherever you are. With us here in the Central Time Zone, it's going to be noon, Christmas Day, 2024, going into 2025. Bless the Lord. Brother Max, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Merry Christmas to you and to everybody on the call of the WWPs. Praise the Lord.
Do you have your family there, Brother Max?
Yes, we do. All the kids are here except our oldest, Anna. She came, though. She came and she left to Richmond,
yes.
Virginia. Yes.
So you got to be
our
new baby.
Yes. Quinn is going to, I think, in another month or so for a week. Praise the Lord.
Bless the Lord. It's so fun. Family is so fun. We were here with Cody and his family for a couple of days. Now we're in Oklahoma City. I'm on the ninth floor of a hotel, and I'm looking out toward the Capitol building. And then after the noon prayer, Shelly and I are going to drive north to where I've rented a big house on a lake. And all the rest of the family is going to meet me up there, and we're going to spend a few days together. You know, you just think about family at Christmas time and the family of God. You know, the scripture that I've been thinking about this Christmas is Galatians 4:4-7. When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Hallelujah. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son. And it's so wonderful to be celebrating his first coming, so near to the Moed, the appointed time of his second coming, when he'll send forth his son again. You know, when he sent forth his son, he said he put him there and then made our hearts, he put us into a family, and that our hearts can cry now, Abba, Father. I love to go to Israel, hear the little children all the time, Abba, Abba, Abba. And it just makes me so aware of our being in the family of God. Family is so important to God, and this day is a family day. God put his son into a family. I've been thinking about what a good man Joseph must have been for the Lord to entrust him with bringing up Yeshua, Jesus, being the male role model in his life. And of course, Mary, Jesus' cousin, was John the Baptist. I often think of that when Jesus and his parents went up to Jerusalem for the Moeds, the three feasts of the feet. They must have stayed with her cousins, Zechariah and Elizabeth. You know, Jesus had brothers and sisters. And his brothers, who may not have understood him, grew up with him, still maybe not understanding him, but later being entrusted to write two books in the New Covenant, the Bible, James and Jude. We call them, actually, it would have been Yaakov and Yehuda. You know, they actually, we see in the Bible that they actually thought Jesus was demented, or something was wrong with him. And his brother James, we call it Yaakov, history says, tradition says, that he didn't come to believe in Jesus until those days after Jesus rose from the dead and walked the earth 40 days. He went to visit his brother James. And then his brother James, or Yaakov, came to be head of the church in Jerusalem, wrote the Bible. They said he prayed so much his knees grew calloused. They called him Old Camelese. And you know, wherever you are today, I trust you're with family, and I trust that they love the Lord, but you may have some there who don't. Sister Wilkerson, the Lord said to her, tell people not to wish to put off the second coming of the Lord because family members are not ready. The Lord said to her, everyone whose name is lifted to me in prayer by one of my own, I will see that those are ready, even if I have to wrestle them in their beds in the nighttime. And so I want us to pray right now. Father, in the name above every name, I'm lifting up the families that are on this line. Oh, Father, may today those that are on this line be showing forth that wonderful fragrance of God. Help us, Lord, to do that among our family members, those who love the Lord, those who don't, those who might be far from him, those who might not even be in our presence, may be estranged. But, Lord, I'm asking you, we're asking you for a visitation of God to our families together, those who are with us, those who are far away. And I'm asking you and trusting you, dearest Lord, I am trusting you to visit them today in Jesus' name. Draw them unto yourself. Speak to them. You know, folks, I always look to see in our calls what the Lord is emphasizing. There'll be certain words he emphasizes. And he has emphasized to us recently change. New beginnings. Hallelujah. Rejoicing. And I love the phrase he used, the power of rejoicing. He's emphasized joy, love, peace, and I noticed last week, giving of thanks. And that reminds me of 2 Corinthians 9:15. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I wonder if right now each of you will just begin to thank God in your known tongue for everything, for this prayer call, for our everything. Just begin to thank him, and then we'll go into that. We'll go into tongues from there. Oh, Lord, now just with your own language, begin to thank him. Lord, we just thank you for your unspeakable gift. We thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you for Yeshua HaMashiach. We thank you, Holy Father, that in the fullness of time you sent him forth. And I'm thanking you, Father, to redeem us, to destroy the works of the devil. And I'm thanking you, Father, that in the fullness of time and at the Moed, you will send him again. I thank you that he's coming. I thank you that we on this call are being prepared. I thank you that you're preparing others. I thank you, Father, for answering our prayers today for our families. I thank you, Holy One, for life and breath. I thank you for this very day. I thank you that as I look out over this city and I see Christmas lights, every one of them are all over the world, wherever there's Christmas light. It's because you sent forth Jesus in the fullness of time, Holy One, and we look so forward to your sending him again. Oh, Shandale Hikaga, Frasco Tonje di Mangolo Gobrica, Calacangra Tito, Belevrondosco Tobri, Calacai Frondeli Mangolo Gobratia, la Condosca Tabre, Isoptoro Gobratia, Nanacoroco Babi, Masugodorogo bravi tanya logo babi la toto do logo shkatia. E banyo no koho fraktia to koho shekeni kubra. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Father. Oh, Shatilnaki. Kufali Tony Nikwara Katari at Kodoshka Nikarakatania. Holy Vahitai, Makanako Koma. Kinigubraka Frakanala Kohora Manyana Kotara Katashka Danchi Nikodoshka Nikatini of Tambra. Ikala kahato, keliko tohishe, keliko pra. Kibra doishen, keliko pra kahalai ha, poto kumbeti, taragadanya na kala katatia. Keliko drago tohishe, keliko hula kaka, la vrakadanya, keliko roko toche. Ishe neko pra, kya, toroko tohishe, keliko to, terako tohishe, kya, kya. Ikalaka prakata kafra ni ni kohora kopitio tu tu kohosha kanta. Meti ana kada tada koto hosha kya tada godoshka. Isha tada kohola kapra kya tada kohovre. Ishe ni koto tada kohosha kya tada kohola kakapra kala kotonje. Tavriko te kohole kabraka anye ni koro kodole koko koko bebelita. E je ne koro maniak toro godonye ne kotori apakalakaya na kalakakaya na kalakakabra. Isha toro goho shetke. Kemeneka. Great is thy faithfulness, koshato no kombra. Invitio no kombre keli kabra, kya kagotoshke to kabre. Mashko no kombre keli kahalai. Ibre gudu juju ashwatoni, makalo koko kakapitio no koro kotate koprangye ne kotototo chetye. Shidiko kari manakara kadan shidiko toho shekyakta. Ele cocale da compra que tinha na cobrica da cafra. E se digo tua, mito do gorgengue, ne coro com tasca da pra capito. Ele catiando do gorgengue, era da tarraxante. Mexco do coro patinho, no coro capra catito do gorgole que pai. E se não no coro manianga, la corre cafrecdia, no concilico tosca da pica de cataia. Ilibri toi. Toto kohoshai. Kali dale kangra kate breto si prano takai. Elevele bakyo nangieno vanye. Kele da diando du kopre kafredyo nang kaka. E shanyo nagi. Oh, sabra kataya na koholo kubakya. Kedi goto to gubra kafra kataya na kala kankare kedesh kedi kabra. Isha to do gubra kate frati antor goto shkata prakaya. Isha to do goto shekya anid gubra te anid. Isha to rama nakai anid te gubra kafra kaya ta. Isha to rama kala kaya ta ka anje. és ettől a kohlekaka, ettől a kohlekafit, mandor a gondoska táble. Gelekon kábra kettek a tovisan tiettél. Ikelek a kábra kettek a kohlekét tiettetek a utcsa. Kálik a kárja manakáj. Hát jön a kohorokat, abrak a táska, tapunkatok a táska. Bili totja, bili totja, bili totja, vredni kaka. Vredni kaka la tatja, vredásko domže. És a to do kohola kaj. És a to la koko kakaj, a kaka la denyo no koka. Kili godore kabirja, kot je na končanke. Maš godore katilijo, to to kohore kapitjo. Igele kaj, ja to roko tavre, kale konkambe. Iši di koto škva, tele godore kaljandor, godoška timbra, kale kafra. Iši di kore manjak, tere goto hišekti, tere goto hišekti. Preskato, preskato. Presciato fricatania. Ma tutto copre, tutto cotosca. Si dico tua, se tora manai. E vi dico tua, ma tora petita. Caffrica tu cojole quebra. Ma tora titania. Chi li cotore petai. Si dico tora cotosca, tambre cotto cotto occetti. Che ve la do tua, c'è tutto co, e c'è di campali, tora copa, e c'è di campegno, ne corre cappelle caia, ne corre cotta di co, ovra disca. Ovra disca, ovra disca. Cracchitore, petangra, catito, do cocevre di le ca, ma sto tra cotosche. Ti brutto è. In ja ne kore koto le kapra, ali kom bregje, preko toča, že di kom kvali do roko tabli, kate ko frangdi, di koto roko kabile, teli kangaj, že di kale kom tjefla, koto roko peljan, kaj, ja ne na nanja, dobra. Meške dobro, pa tako, haj, meške dobro. Kje veli dučva, šo tabli? E je di cotore caffrazione cotabrica di cofosciante e di cotocce. E già te lo gobra caffrazione di nombrica di cadafosciante e di cotosca. E je di cocqua, ma tu cohoro cotocce. E già te lo gobre fretti aglia tagna di cobra. Che belle doccia, belle donne ne qua, che ricattatia. Pascotoria mai. Pascotoria mai, a non gorgo debre. E dico coccare, a tale coccare cattagne, ne gorgo doccia, de cupra. I settoro coprete, i fratti hanno coprete di calaila. I settoro coprete di cai. Kalika kangara katashkata, prekatashkata, nchele godoshkata, pre. Matola kopre, tetika halaila, matola kopra, tje. Ise ne kopre, telika frakole menjato, do kopra, kreperia, dobra. Metolo kopra, vri, dele kohoro kompashke, te praka frakciono kopre, vri, dele kagara. Oh, Sabra Katiana, Sabra Katania di qua. Oh, Balataia di Crovre, del Tangere Gottosca. Praise your name, Sabra Cola Campino, no copre calacaria, non compra, bracali con gracia, non gente di Gottosca. Istiantora, ma ne qua. Bili duč vaško to brevridanje, gibili duč vatora manaja na kahaja na kohora, haja na kahala, kahaja na kukokolaila. In že niko, praketi kafa, kangolo, a tito, kapka hajaj,
Anshatora Makya Nangala Aya. Oh Lord God, one more time together. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift, of whom the whole world stops, almost the whole world stops today, whether they know it or not, because he came the first time. And, oh, Lord, they'll soon stop again and bow their knees because he comes the second. Lord Jesus, come quickly. Father, send forth your Son the second time. We pray quickly in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you there, Brother Max?
Yes, I am here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All right. Let me just get my phone off speaker here. Praise the Lord. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I know that the Spirit of God is very strong this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. First statement here. I am your foundation. You are free in me, children. I am your foundation. You are free in me, children. I am your foundation. You are free in me, children. Next scripture here. 2 Corinthians 3:17. 2 Corinthians 3:17-17. Next statement. It's a bit long. Okay. And there's part of it underlined. So I'm going to start like this. This is underlined part here. 1,000 will fall at your side when you pray. 1,000 will fall at your side when you pray. So this is the underlined part, the one I just read. I'm going to read it again. 1,000 will fall at your side when you pray. Now, the same statement, not underlined. It's not underlined. My truth is your shield. My truth is your shield, for I shall delivers. Yeah, there's an S here. For I shall delivers you and give you freedom. And that's the statement. My truth is your shield, for I shall delivers you and give you freedom. Now the whole statement reads like this from the beginning. The underlined part. 1,000 will fall. Excuse me. I didn't really have much sleep last night. Thousands will fall at your side when you pray. This part is underlined. The part is not underlined. My truth is your shield, for I shall deliver you and give you freedom. And that's the whole statement. Next statement. As you trust in me, as you trust in me, in this prayer, as you trust in me in this prayer, with my friend and prophet, know that you are one body. That's the statement. As you trust in me, and as you trust in me in this prayer, with my friend and prophet, know that you are one body. As you trust in me in this prayer, with my friend and prophet, know that you are one body. Next scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:19. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Next statement, this one is underlined, the one I'm going to read. You are to receive this. You are to receive this if you have not in this prayer together. And it's all underlined. You are to receive this if you have not in this prayer together. And that's the statement. You are to receive this if you have not in this prayer together.
And it's all underlined, correct?
That is correct. It's all underlined. You are to receive this if you have not in this prayer together. Next statement, the book of Acts. Acts 2. Verses 3 and 4. Acts 2, verses 3 and 4. Next statement. I will move you today to follow me and my laws to you, so you can keep. That's a statement. I will move you today to follow me and my laws to you, so you can keep. I will move you today to follow me and my laws to you, so you can keep. That's the statement. I will move you today to follow me and my laws to you, so you can keep. Next scripture here. Galatians with a G. 5:25. Galatians 5:25. Romans 5:5. Next statement is underlined. this one is underlined. I am here to help you. Listen, obey my command. My spirit is with you. Just do it today. Okay, I'll read it again. And it's all underlined. I am here to help you. Listen, obey my command. My spirit is with you. Just do it today. I'm here to help you. Listen, obey my command. my spirit is with you. Just do it or do it today. And it's all underlined. Then he gave us Zechariah 4, 6. Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6. Romans 8, 26 through 39. Yeah, that's a 9. It looked like 0, but there's a line. So yeah, it's 9. So Romans 8:26 through 39. Okay, next statement. It's a bit long here. You are the witness to yourself. You are the witness to yourself who can hear you, Serenaka? How I can hear you. Sorry, I need to put the envelope and start looking down here. A second. I'm going to put the book on the coffee table here instead of holding it. You are the witness to yourself. How I can hear you and tell you what you ask of me in the time of prayer for the supernatural. Supernatural. For the supernatural in your life about to begin. Okay. Let me read this again. You are the witness to yourself how I can hear you and tell you what you ask of me in the time of prayer for the supernatural in your life about to begin.
There is one word I need to clear up, if it's in, I-N, or and, A-N-D. It's after, and tell you what you ask of me. Is it in the time of prayer or in the time of prayer?
In the time of prayer.
I-N?
Yes, I-N.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's the statement. Do you want to read it again or you got it?
Let me read it. You are the witness to yourself how I can hear you and tell you what you ask of me in the time of prayer for the supernatural in your life about to begin.
Correct.
Thank you.
Acts 5, 32, 32. The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 32. Ephesians 1, 17. Ephesians 1, 17. 2 Corinthians 3, 18. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. Next statement is underlined. So 2 Corinthians 3:18, and this statement is underlined. No more lacking. Keep your spiritual or spiritual. Yeah, keep your spiritual serving me. No more lacking. Keep your spiritual serving me. I am your spirit through your prayers. No more lacking. Keep your spiritual serving me. I am your spirit through your prayers. And it's all underlined. The whole statement. No more lacking. Keep your spiritual serving me. I am your spirit through your prayers. Scripture is John 1:33. John chapter 1:33. Psalm 51:10. Psalm 51:5:1-10. Proverbs 1:23. Next statement. I revealed to you all by my spirit, see the deep things of me today. Okay, the rest of it is underlined. I'll repeat this one, and then we'll go to the underlined part. It's all one statement, but I'm going to go from the beginning again. I reveal to you all by my spirit. See the deep things of me today. Now, this part is underlined, which is following with the same statement. I am your Lord. I am your Lord, King and Jesus. I am your Lord, King and Jesus. So, reap my spirit and freedom. All right, I'll read it all over again, and I'll tell you where to start underlining. I reveal to you all by my spirit, see the deep things of me today. This part is underlined. I am your Lord, King, and Jesus. So reap my spirit and freedom.
All right, is that word reap, R-E-A-P?
Yes.
Thank you.
R-E-A-P, yes, reap. Reap my spirit and freedom. I reveal to you all by my spirit. See the deep things of me today. Underline part, I am your Lord, King, and Jesus. So reap my spirit and freedom.
Hallelujah.
Next is scripture, 1 John 3:24. 1 John 3:24. Galatians 6:8. Okay, next statement. Just say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me. Just say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, and I am to, and I am to, oh, proclaim, and I am to proclaim my freedom today. Just say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, and I am to proclaim my freedom today. Now, the statement goes on with a few more words, but these are underlined. The Lord Jesus set me free. So, the Lord Jesus set me free is underlined. I'll read it all over again here just to make sure everybody got it. Just say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, and I am to proclaim my freedom today. This part is underlined. The Lord Jesus set me free. And that's the whole statement. Praise the Lord. We are free indeed. We are free in Him. Thank you, Lord. First Timothy 3:16. I think I know this one. First Timothy 3:16. All right, moving along here. This is really long statement, and there is an underlined part in the end of it. Okay. My words, read my words. My words, read my words. Believe in my words. And listen to what I am saying to you this morning. Maybe I'm going a little fast.
Yes, you are, just a little bit.
Okay. I'll start all over again. Okay. My words with an S. Read my words with an S. Believe in my words. Wow, that's a three times. Believe in my words. And listen to what I am saying to you this morning. You are to move forward in my freedom, in my spirit, like you never thought, like you never thought, in this day. The change in you is now. Okay, and there's underlined part. I'm not going to get to it. I'm going to repeat all of this, the whole statement, and then I'll get to the underlined part in the end. My words. Read my words. Believe in my words. And listen to what I am saying to you this morning. You are to move forward in my freedom, in my spirit, like you never thought. In this day, the change in you is now. Wow, that's now reading it multiple times. That's very powerful here. Praise the Lord. Now, the underlying part, and I'll read all of it all over again, so people make sure that they all have it written down. The underlying part in the end, see my love for you this morning, church? That's on the line part. See my love for you this morning, church. All right. My words. Read my words. Believe in my words. And listen to what I am saying. And listen to what I am saying to you this morning. You are to move forward in my freedom, in my spirit, like you never thought. And this day, the change in you is now. This part is underlined. See my love for you this morning, church. Praise the Lord. Do you want to read it again, Miss Philly?
I think we've got it, but I'll read it to you. My words,
okay.
Read my words, believe in my words, and listen to what I'm saying to you this morning. You are to move forward in my freedom, in my spirit, like you never thought. In this day, the change in you is now. Underlined. See my love for you this morning, church.
Praise the Lord. You got it. Next scripture is Hebrews 9:14. Hebrews 9:14-1-4. 1 John 4:2-3. Did he give us that? Oh, no, he gave us 1 John. Never mind. 1 John 4:2-3. And the signature, trust in me. And that's what we prayed for.
That's what he prayed through us today.
That's
now,
what we prayed for, yeah.
I want to go back to the scripture that I had concerning this season.
Okay.
That I read to you this morning. Galatians 4:4-7. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts. See, his spirit in your heart, crying, Abba, Father. Therefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. All right. In the fullness of time, when it was the exact time, he sent forth the babe to do what? To redeem us. That means to set us free. We were captive. He redeemed us out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of his son. That's what Galatians tells us. In other words, he set us free. And today he's talking about that, exactly why he sent Jesus, to set us free. Now
yes.
He's telling us to, yes, it's exactly what Christmas is all about.
Yeah.
Is
yes.
This freedom. Freedom in the fullness of time. God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem us.
Amen.
And then that's the meaning of it. And then now he's given us all the whole time. That's what we've been praying about. So here we go. I am your foundation. You are free in me, children. Remember what it says in this scripture? He sent forth his son to redeem us, and now his spirit is in us so that we can call Abba, Father. We're his children. This is the meaning of Christmas. Hallelujah. Whew, glory. Hallelujah. And so, praise the Lord, the first scripture that he's going to give us is 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is King James says liberty, as do the New American and the Amplified. But the ESV says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Next line. Thousands will fall at your side when you pray. That's underlined. My truth is your shield, for I shall deliver you and give you freedom. As you trust in me in this prayer with my friend and prophet, know that you are one body. Folks, thousands will fall at your side when you pray. If you have a Tehillim, Art Scrolls Tehillim, and you read in there, it's a Hebrew translation into English, you will find that the ancient sages believe this refers to demons. Yes, look in your Tehillim. I think I sent you one, Max. And you will see that the sages believe this refers to demons. Well, I can see that it certainly would mean that, could mean that right here. Thousands will fall at your side when you pray. My truth is your shield, for I shall deliver you and give you freedom. As you trust in me in this prayer with my friend and prophet, know that you are one body. Definitely, definitely free from the demons. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God? For you are not your own. Hallelujah. We're one body, and that temple is the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's going to emphasize all I saw him this morning, emphasizing that his Spirit, he's the Spirit within us.
Yes.
That's what he's emphasizing. And now this next is underlined. You are to receive this if you have not in this prayer together, underlined. Now look what this is going to mean. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What is he saying, folks? He's saying to you out there who have not yet spoken in tongues, who have not yet received the Holy Spirit, he is saying to you, receive this today in this prayer. I ask you to write to me and send me texts, you know, emails, as to what this prayer time has meant to you. Oh, folks, they're so wonderful. I'm not through all of them yet. I got a lot of them, but I read a lot of them before I left home. And there were people who said that they had never really yielded to speak with tongues before, but in this prayer time, they did. So that's what the Lord's saying right now. And he underlined it. If you've not yet received the Holy Spirit in speaking with tongues, then he wants you to do it right today in this prayer, this Christmas day. That's what he's saying right there. I knew it as soon as he gave the scripture reference. You are to receive this if you have not in this prayer together.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
That's what he said. He wants to say, you out there who have not yet received this gift, he wants you to have it today.
Yes.
This is just, oh, wonderful. Oh, I got so tickled when I saw that. I will move you today to follow me and my laws to you so you can keep. He's going to help us keep his law of love. That's one of the ones he's giving us right here. Okay, Galatians 5:25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. See, we live by the Spirit. We can walk by the Spirit. We can keep his laws by the Spirit. And, oh, one of my favorite scriptures, Romans 5:5. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us.
Wow.
You see, his law is love, and he put his love inside your heart by the Holy Spirit so you can walk in love. You can walk in love. It's in you. He's shed it abroad in your spirit. You just have to let it dominate you. Oh, how glorious is this morning with the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Now, this next is all underlined. I am here to help you. Listen. Obey my command. My spirit is with you. Just do it today. Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah.
Oh, folks, he's emphasizing that the Holy Spirit is in us. He gave this gift.
Yes.
And this gift helps us walk in his laws, in his ways.
Romans 8:26-39.
Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities or weakness. And this is the weakness, for we know not what we should pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him over for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things? Who will bring a charge against God's elect? God is the one who justifies. Who is the one who condemns? Christ Jesus is he who died, yes, rather was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who also intercedes for us. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Just as it is written, for your sake we are being put to death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Oh, how wonderful. How wonderful. What a chapter, Romans 8. It's all about his Spirit within us. You are the witness to yourself, how I can hear you and tell you what you ask of me in the time of prayer, for the supernatural in your life about to begin.
Hallelujah.
Acts 5:32. We are witnesses to these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. Excuse me.
Bless you.
And then Ephesians 1:17, we all know that one, because we pray it. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as from the Spirit, the Lord, the Spirit. The Amplified reads, we are constantly being transfigured into his very own image in ever-increasing splendor, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. Whew, what a day, folks. What scriptures. Hallelujah. And this is underlined. No more lacking. Keep your spiritual serving me. I am your spirit through your prayers. John 1:33. I myself did not recognize him, but he who sent me to baptize in water said to me, he upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Psalm 51:10. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Proverbs 1:23. Turn to my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. Hallelujah. I revealed to you all by my spirit. See the deep things of me today. And then underlined, I am your Lord, King, and Jesus. So reap my spirit and freedom.
Wow.
1 John 3:24. Whoever keeps his commandments abides in him, and he in him. We know by this that he abides in us, by the Spirit whom he has given us. Much emphasis today, folks, on the Holy Spirit and that he is within us. Galatians 6:8. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life.
Wow. Thank you, Father. Just say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me, and I am to proclaim my freedom today. Then underline, the Lord Jesus set me free.
1 Timothy 3:16. Great indeed, we confess, is the mystery of godliness. He was manifested in the flesh, vindicated by the Spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory. He was revealed. One translation says he was revealed in the flesh. He was manifested in the flesh. Folks, this statement, just say, now he wants us to say this. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, and I am to proclaim my freedom today. The Lord Jesus set me free. And the last underlined. Brother Norval Hayes, I don't know how many of you knew him. Great man of God. Very man of the Spirit. And Norpace said that after he was born again, the Lord Jesus actually got into the car with him. And the Lord said to him, the most important words my children can say after they're born again, the most important words they can say after that are these. I'm free. I'm free. You're
this
free.
Is a prayer.
Max, you're free.
I'm free. This is a prayer. Just say the Spirit. This is a prayer for us right here. Yeah.
Right, it is.
Just to say.
And he's talking to us about the Holy Spirit today. He's giving us, he's telling us the Spirit is within us. He's giving us these words. The Lord will reveal the depth of them. And we're to proclaim that the Spirit of the Lord is on us.
Amen.
And to proclaim we're free. The Spirit of the Lord is on me, Brother Max, and I'm free.
I'm free.
The Spirit of the Lord is on you, Brother Max, and you're free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then, look at here. By common confession, the ESV and the New American and the Amplified all agree that this scripture mentions confessing. And this is how the New American says it. By common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. The ESV says, great indeed we confess is the mystery of godliness. The Amplified says, and great and important and weighty we confess the hidden truth, the mystery of godliness. And here's what it is. Here's the mystery of godliness. This is what we confess. This is our confession.
Hallelujah. Wow.
He was manifested in the flesh, made visible in human flesh, justified and vindicated by the Holy Spirit, seen by angels, preached among the nations, believed on in the world, and taken up in glory. You see, we absolutely know that this call is of God because no demon can say that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. And here we are given this very scripture which says he was revealed in the flesh. So this call, you can be assured, folks, is not demonic, but all of this comes from God because right here in this very scripture, we see the testing. This is the testing. If a spirit appears to you, you test it. You say, do you confess Jesus Christ came in the flesh? You see, here is that confession. This is that confession we make. This is the confession God makes. And this is the confession by which you can judge whether or not you're hearing from God. Whew, this gets me excited. And now,
my Jesus, thank you, Lord.
My words, read my words. Believe in my words
and listen to what I'm saying to you this morning. You are to move forward in my freedom, in my spirit, like you never thought. In this day, the change in you is now.
Wow.
And then underlined, see my love for you this morning, church. Hebrews 9:14.
Wow.
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. This scripture says, you see the Son, the Spirit, and the Father, all in this. And I believe there was a meeting room in heaven before God ever made Adam. And he said, if one will go and live a perfect life, then I can redeem mankind. So here you see where Jesus offered himself. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, there's the Trinity, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Hallelujah. 1 John 4, 2 and 3. By this you know the Spirit of God. Oh, here it is. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus has come in the flesh is from God. And every spirit that does not confess Jesus is from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you've heard was coming and now is in the world already. Oh, folks.
Wow, wow,
Meditate these things. He just told you in another scripture that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, and now he tells you that's the way you tell that this very prayer call is from God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, folks. What more do we need? This is the start of a supernatural new beginning. Shelley and I are going to say so long until the noon hour, because guess what? They're going to serve breakfast for 45 more minutes, and this is the only meal we're assured of today. Because we'll be driving back on Christmas, and we don't know if anything is open. But we do know this hotel is serving breakfast. So Shelley and I are going to go down, have breakfast, and then we're going to come back and meet you on the hour, 12 o'clock noon in Central Time, and 12 o'clock wherever you are, or noon, on the hour wherever you are. Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.